At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is one of those passages of Scripture that really puts things into perspective. The Bible is telling us here that although we live in this world, we do not and we should not fight our battles like the world. In fact, the weapons that we have available to us aren't physical weapons. But note how the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." The weapons we can access as children of God have divine power. They are weapons unlike anything in this world, because they are heavenly weapons. And at the mention of the word weapons, people usually think of the physical weapons in this world like a bat or a gun. However, the Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is one of the weapons that we have as children of God. It's a weapon that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a weapon that you can use against the devil. It's an effective weapon against the devil, in fact. So what does the Bible mean when it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh"? Well, as a believer, you're not fighting people. You're not just fighting circumstances. No, you're fighting the spirit behind the person, the devil behind the situation. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12. So here's what we're doing today. We're going to pray for victory in all areas of our lives. Believe that God will break every plan of the enemy. Trust that the Lord will have the final say in all matters concerning you. The conflicts you face, the battles you face, the Lord has the final say over all of that. So I encourage you, people of God, to trust God. Trust in the word of the Lord. Trust in His promises, and you will have the victory.
For those who don't know, yes, some problems, some tests and challenges will not go away after one single prayer. There are spiritual problems that need to be discerned, and they require a higher godly power to break them. Mark 9, verse 29 says, "He said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." This is Jesus giving us the battle plan for those stubborn spirits that come to oppose us. And the battle plan is prayer and fasting.
In today's society, you will never fail to find something that can make you afraid. In fact, things are at a stage where you can buy fear. Anything from a horror movie to a haunted house experience at an amusement park, you can actually purchase things that will frighten you. And that's where the deception in this world lies. Fear in a lot of cases is dressed up as entertainment. But take note of these two Bible verses. 1 John 4, verse 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And the second is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So from these two passages of Scripture, we can understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear, meaning that fear is a spirit. And since it's a spirit that doesn't come from God, then it means that fear is from the devil. Secondly, from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, we can understand that there are two opposing forces, because the verse first states that you are of God, and then goes on to say, "and have overcome them." Who is them? I believe that when the Bible says this statement, when it says you have overcome them, it's talking about the agents of the Antichrist, the false prophets, the false apostles of this world. That's who we've overcome. So we need to understand that the spirit of fear is completely against God's will and purpose over our lives. God, by his very nature, is love. He is victory. He is protection. There is no room for a fearful spirit when you are in God. However, the spirit of fear tries to come into a believer's life so that it may convince them against everything that can be found in the Lord. So remember that. When the spirit of fear attempts to enter your life, remember these words: you are of God, and in him there is no fear. Now, the other thing about fear is that fear is from the opposer. The devil will oppose everything that is of God, and we need to be mindful of this. Where God stands for victory, triumph, boldness, peace, and pure love, the devil stands for fear, anxiety, worry, everything that will try and take your focus away from God. And we need to be mindful of that. Where Jesus Christ is the pure light, the way, the truth, and the life, the devil is darkness, deception, and the father of lies. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, as believers, the Word of God tells us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power defeats fear. In God's perfect love, there is no fear. And a sound mind, a peaceful mind, is one that is the complete opposite to a fearful mind. And these are all the things that God has given us as believers. So the next time the spirit of fear tries to enter your life, stand up to it with the Word of God. Remember that Joshua 1, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Have you ever asked the question, how do I become a man of faith? How do I become a woman of virtue? How do I become a believer who is bold and fearless? You see, we hear these phrases. Phrases like a man of faith, a woman of virtue. But how do you become such a person? What habits do I need to develop in order to be strong in the Lord? How do I build my faith up? If you've ever asked any of these questions, if you've ever searched for practical steps on how to be a godly man or woman, the first thing I'd like to tell you is that the Christian walk is a marathon, not a sprint. Many times we expect to have giant faith and a giant-sized anointing without realizing that it takes time. It takes consistency. It takes you fighting day in and day out to subject your flesh and follow Christ. You have to fight to win each day. You have to fight to pray each day. And this includes fighting your busy schedule just so that you can find the time to spend with God. Even the Bible says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." So you have to fight to win the day. Fight to win today, because really, that's all we have. If you know you're lacking in prayer, then fight to pray today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for Sunday. Start today. The same thing applies if you know that you hardly, if ever, open the Word of God. Your fight should begin today. Now, one of the best ways to win your day is to begin the day with God. Look at how you start your day. Do you wake up with your phone in hand? Do you wake up with your work on your mind? What's your morning routine when you wake up? Do you give God the first fruits of your day? Psalm 143 verse 8 says, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." If you search for God in the morning, you'll have direction for your day. You'll be uplifted in your soul because you've allowed God to come into your mind and heart before anything else in this world. That's why I believe that it will always work to your advantage when you put God first in the morning. Fight to have some quality time with the Lord. Fight to have one-on-one meaningful devotion with Jesus Christ. That's how you'll win your day.
Praying in the morning centers your day on God. When you begin your day seeking the Lord, then it's easier to continue throughout the day in the Lord's presence or in the same spirit of prayer. Praying in the morning will align your spirit to God's will and purpose for your life. And for that day, you will be a lot more sensitive to the voice of the Lord in your heart when you wake up and put Him first. Praying in the morning is you declaring your priorities. God first and everything else follows. Through the action of setting aside time to pray first before you start your day, you are saying to the Lord, "Lord, you are the most important thing in my life."
Now, Psalm 113 verse 3 says, "From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised." So for those asking, how do I become a man of faith? How do I become a woman of faith? Well, make sure you are praising the name of the Lord from sunrise to sunset. Because from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, your day is filled and polluted by so much worldliness, so much spiritual corruption, and so you have to fight to keep your mind focused on the Lord always. When you constantly praise the Lord, you are saying, "I'd rather be in your presence than to be outside in the world. I would rather my heart and mind be focused on you, Jesus, rather than the distraction offered by the world." So fight to praise God in your heart and in your mind at every given opportunity. Fight to find something, a moment, an opportunity to speak to Him once more, to sing praises to Him. That way, you're always in tune. You develop a habit of always speaking to Jesus anywhere and everywhere. Your biggest challenge, however, when it comes to being a godly man or a godly woman, your biggest challenge is sin. Removing sin from your life is a fight. The Amplified Translation for Colossians 3 verse 5 says, "So put to death and deprive of power the evil longings of your earthly body with its sensual, self-centered instincts, immorality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is a kind of idolatry because it replaces your devotion to God." Your fight each and every day is to be mindful, to be careful, to be watchful that by the grace of God, you don't fall. Be on guard and alert so that you are not tripped up by temptation. Of course, no one is without sin in this world. However, how many of us wake up with the mind state of waging war against sin each and every day? How many of us fight and yearn to be better Christians each and every day? A godly man or woman does not tolerate or entertain sin. Because if you tolerate it, if you entertain it, then it becomes a habit. A deadly habit that hardens your heart and separates you from God. Cycles of sin are a downward spiral to hell. A sinful stronghold will weigh you down. It will derail you from the purpose of God on your life. Sin is a costly distraction. This should highlight to you the need to fight to win the day. And by all means, when you wake up, when you start your day, pray that the Lord gives you the grace needed for that day. You see, as a Christian, you will experience days where you feel like David standing on top of Goliath. And then there will be days when you feel down, just like how Elijah felt when he was on the run from Jezebel. Saints, it's no secret that we all encounter days when you are strong and you can recite the Bible from the book of Matthew to Revelation. But there will also be days when you are weak. However, when you start the day with God, when you have built a routine that's centered on Christ, then you safeguard yourself because although you're weak when the opportunity to sin or the thought of sin comes to knock on your door, it will find you in the middle of your morning devotions. It will find you in the middle of praising the name of God. It's harder to fall into sin when you are embedded in a daily routine that involves spending time with God or praising Him. When you truly become a man of faith or a woman of faith, you don't justify sin. There is no, because I was feeling so stressed or because I was tired. You don't make excuses for sin. Instead, you fight to win the day. Your source of strength to overcome sin is Jesus Christ, and so you should begin the day by tapping into your source of strength. A closer relationship with God doesn't just happen. You have to fight to make it happen. You have to fight your flesh, the sensual, self-centered instincts in your body. You have to fight the world. We live in a world that offers so many opportunities to dabble in sin, to experiment in sin, and so you need to fight to remain strong in the Lord. It takes work to foster a close relationship with the Lord. It takes commitment and resilience and grace to form daily habits that will safeguard you and enable you to win the day.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.